Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have y'all in for a very special pop-up. Our brother Sundiata, he's a little bit under the weather. We're hoping the best for him and his family, hoping for him a speedy recovery in the process as well. Hey, brother, we with you. Gonna go ahead and do this pop-up in your stead, bro. Appreciate you, everything that you do, Mojave. You and the Honey Dripper Collective, sir. All right, let me go ahead and get that one track that always kicks it off. The one track I ain't gonna move without. All right. Here we go. We're about to start the show, y'all. Strap in.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, may I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you good night. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies. Every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
Temptation by 15 Zone CEO. We love and support because he supports us through raw links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw? If you don't have your raw links, please get it. The Temptations by Thrill the Poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox.
healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scar that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bathroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you're holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the skull. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
Gentlemen, that was Healing by Paul Graham, Epiphany Zone. You can catch him here and on most mics during the week if possible, but please understand that the poetry is a vibe. We're glad you decided to be with us this evening.
Our talks are blow-ups, as in conversations that leave traces of debris. Our walks are races as I try to keep up with your pace. If your feet could defy gravity, would you and I be? My energy takes zero seats in fear of you experiencing and enjoying skipping to a new beat. Our love is liquid as in it's already been gained from. Greed, shame us. Our entire portfolio of teamwork and love investment has subconsciously been liquidated. All of our assets, which have led to our anger toward each other, is our motivation internally as frustration creates fire because we get pissed. And then our thin line shows. And our thin line is between love and spite. We live for love one moment and the next we do wrong, believing that two of them might make one fucked up right. Our sacrifice is good hurting. Arrogantly, we wager collateral items in certainty that we will forever be. And from each other, we drain profits. You've consistently stolen my knowledge and I take accountability because I love the makeup, which is why I falsely fought it. And we take impending news and we mask any bruise and we highlight the perfections of I do's in times of lingerie and when you lead the way because our comfort is sought in closure, occurring in moments heated when clothes have been removed and we are two individuals bare, but from us warmth exudes. And when I move slowly, after tiny beads of sweat have fallen from you unto me, we are proven greater than gravity, chemistry, and all theories, even the Big Bang, because what hangs and what we reach for and touch, what's between us is more than lust. It's the epitome of the world versus us, the burden abrasively wearing on us with no bearing upon our love, because we are love, life, poetry, words, writings, paintings, art, acceptance, and irrelevance. And realistically, our greatest is coming.
Go ahead and see, ladies and gentlemen, what's been live. I'm trying not to poet, and I'm glad she decided to do it here at this point.
If there's a need to be silent until you're good, what does that look like? And when you arrive at that peak of goodness, is it elusive? Is it fleeting? Is there a need to be invisible, ink and ways indiscernible until your state of being is acceptable? I low-key hate the act of brave face. I accept how you feel. I pray your silence is contemplative, that you make this a practice. The alternative feels like hiding, like the wholeness of our experience is irrelevant, and the duality of existence is not what we're meant to feel. If you are hiding, thinking that you should, I may ask if you're good, but that's just the Baltimore in me. I understand what not really feels like, what resulting assumptions sound like, and how that noise goes away when I sleep. I'll keep you lifted through any pretense or brave face, sit with you in a safe place. I'll even write with you, with invisible ink, essentially Chinese.
You heard it from the poet herself. That was Chinese. Invisible ink was the track. So glad that she made sure that she was in the rotation, because I feel like she's a necessity and not an option. Up next, we have Small House Moon from Duke Whispers.
Love jokes, I got love jokes, I got love jokes for you.
I can't stop thinking about you. I doubt you know the depth of my heart. Deeper than seas, I want to seize every moment to touch you. In ways that change nights to days, I crave your essence. It's like dope to me, dope in me. My dopamine goes crazy when I'm around you. I found you between pain and insane. You change the way I think when I'm in your pink. You pull passion from your love pocket. You're my love Jones. Your skin tone butterscotch. Your sweat sweet peach schnapps. I'm thirsty for your back shots. Let's not go too far, but keep moving, don't stop. You got me scratching that itch for fixes. Just your smile, style, says it all. You're my favorite withdrawal that turned my wood to stone. Love Jones, my bones ache until I touch you. No one but you makes me feel this way. I don't think you knew, but I got a love Jones for you. Whisper loudly.
All right, y'all. We got back to back to back. Small House Family. Johnny's Mr. Whispers with Love Jones. And up next, Mama Donna.
Mommy's here. I sit between her legs. I scream in anticipation of the comb pulling through my hair. I wince in pain as the comb hits a tangle. Mommy is not too gentle. The frustration emanates from her. I don't mind the momentary pain. I am sitting between my mommy's legs. I am connected to her for this moment in time. The love I feel consumes me. Her focus is on me alone. The tangle has been untangled. The comb glides through my hair. The comfort that this simple but routine action gives is indescribable. She then scratches my head to loosen the dandruff before washing my hair. Laying on the counter with my hair hanging off the edge, water running through my hair. Shampoo is applied to my scalp. The rhythmic scrubbing is soothing to the inner her child. After the shampoo, the drying of my hair, then the parting of my hair. The application of sulfur 8 mixed with hair grease, all done while sitting between her legs. It's a place of safety and perceived love. She must love me if she cares for my appearance. I deduce with my childish heart. Now here comes the instrument that strikes fear for my precious ears and scalp. The hot comb that straightens the most stubborn curls into submission. Hearing the grease sizzle, praying it doesn't frizzle my hair, leaving that burnt hair smell permeating through the ear. Now comes the best part. Torn paper bag strips used to curl my hair. It's a special occasion tomorrow. It's the first day of school. This memory plays in my head as I rake the comb through my mommy's hair. The feeling of love is overwhelming as I comb my mommy's hair. The roles have been reversed. I now take care of my mommy's hair. I stand behind her. She sits in the chair, feeling the love with each stroke. I roll her hair with foam rollers with precision. It's a connection that can't be replaced. It's a natural progression of the parent-child relationship. I now get to pour my love into my mommy's hair. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mama Donna Reed Roberts, Smallhouse on Mama D. And peace is Mama K.
No more poetry. Today I laid my pen down because no thoughts hit my mind. There was no way that I could find the quill to grip and begin to write these ambivalent thoughts. Now, ain't that a trip? The concept faded from memory that there was something that I wanted to say, something that I had to get off my chest, but I couldn't. But easy does it. These words don't formulate right away. They are corroded by the idea that no matter what I write about won't be remembered, won't be thought of past today. In other words, these words don't mean shit. They're pretty hollow. Because we have become accustomed to loving being mediocre, castrating our greatness for flip chips, dope whips, pretty chicks, and false bravado disguised to look like shiny new promises. Yet we still sell each other out like Africans trying to remain free while they enslave their enemies to supremacists on their way to the new land. So no, today there will be no more poetry. There can't be any poetry until we begin to break the mental chains that are still trapped on bottom of sunken ships wrapped around the souls of our fathers that just yearn to be free. The souls that never made it to birth that were supposed to inherit the earth until we take responsibility for our savagery and stop recapitulating negative imagery and stop to hold each other accountable for the shit that we do as we pretend that we don't even see it. When we stop dehumanizing our women with misogynistic verses, raise our boys to be men to our families, show our daughters the true meaning of love thyself so that she don't meet men that reinforce the need to never date black men again and leave us for other women, and in some cases, men of other races, just to be loved the way that she deserves. when we define ourselves on our own terms and become the powerful sentience we know we are, when we go back to showing each other some love and respect to one another and not just for a few minutes because you heard this shit. When we can get past the pain and strife because it shouldn't take another brother's death for any of you to appreciate life. And we can get out of each other's own damn way. Then there could be some poetry again. At least I hope so.
No more poetry.
At least I hope so.
That was J-Rob, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son, half of the Get Down on Thursday evening. That track was titled simply.
Let's play with this a little bit.
No more
see
problems.
How we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Agape, a poem. For Mr. Beloved comes without permission, an invasion of sunlight and darkened spaces, an antiquated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The flush of Chicano's icy melting into mud as we rush with stubby legs into hydrants that rub like gauges gush. I'm a child again, filling the facades like cascading moon, spilling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue, blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with age. Wow. Facing the memoirs of sages as our thickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline. Digging up, ginning, and juicing as we start the pan in our pubescent essence, bashful responses, the girded cheeks with dented expressions of her meekness, kindred kisses kindled by a sweet ass, to his grandeur and mannerism, the taste of manna, warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heaven flowing streams of rain, the rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with humet and hess up when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was
you awaken my skin with memories of imagination. Just the thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar. Even share telepathic stares. The frequency of laughter, shofar stars and sunsets we are. And dwelling in agape, yeah. We are touching its womb, we are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper, June. We are flaming in cool, we lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamonds dipped in lemonade, golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are love. We are love, 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 love. We are love. And we love. tell you something. That, that's so agape. I'm gonna play with. Peace.
Rich my soul. Love savvy. Maha poetry. Poetess and songstress.
Dear love, thoughts and memories are leaking from my eyes down my face. I'm a wreck, and it shows up all over the place. I've been trying to hold myself together, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not doing a very good job. I see people who are related to me being put in situations that they needn't be. If a person who says that they love you will hit you, call you a bad name or pull out a gun, that that is not love. No, sir, ma'am, not for anyone. I've been emotional since I returned home. I've been lonely without you and I feel alone. My body craves your touch and I miss you so much. We're best friends, making new poetry and memories, forming a great bond and building a family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm grateful that you asked me to be your wife. I wrote this piece when I met the last man who proposed to me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really have any ex-boyfriends, just husbands and fiancés. I'm blessed, and I know this. I don't take anything for granted, and I hope that it shows. See, every breath that I breathe, every beat of my heart, maybe my last, who knows? Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. So I give people their flowers while they're living. I don't want to have regrets when you've gone on to be with the Lord. And I'm sorry, that's just the beginning. I've lost so many. I mean, I took so many L's. I lost people who were in their infancy of life and didn't even get to grow into who they were meant to be. So more than anything else, I love my friends and my family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so happy that God decided that once again he would allow me to become a wife. I can't wait to be with you again. I've been basking in the sun and the moon. That's your light where everything is right. So thanks, baby. Safety is amazing. This passion is electric. We are polar opposites, yet it is magnetic. I prefer to love without fright, and you made me know it was okay. So I will do it one more again and pray this time I finally get it right. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for listening.
I guess that track didn't want to go friendly, Gina.
Certainly that. Sadly, I was surprised, honestly. I was hoping it, I'm not going to say I was hoping it didn't work out. I just wasn't expecting the next track to be me. So thank you for that.
Just yeah.
Just
I think
really
that's the first one you can get up in here so far.
But you know how weird it is to hear your own voice? It's real weird.
I know.
I only listened to me, and I was like, oh, I don't even remember that one. So thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. It is something for poets to hear themselves on the radio. There's somebody outside of themselves that's trying to get their work together and then go ahead and present it to the people.
And I completely understand that.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Normally, like, it's your turn to spit, so you getting your stuff together and people behind you hoping you ain't going to take too long and all the rest of that. But for somebody to go ahead and get that together for you and go ahead and play it and they just sit back and listen, oh, man, yeah, it's got to be a treat.
Wow.
Got to be a treat.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So I know a lot of poets are listening who have been in the playlist tonight and would love to share with us something, because pop-ups aren't something we ordinarily do over here at Epiphany, but we do pop-ups regularly. And a pop-up is just an unscheduled show. You know, in the absence of our brother, we decided that we didn't want to leave the space open. So Jay was like, yeah, let's do pop-up. I was like, cool, I'm down, let's go. And here we are. So.
Yeah, let's go ahead and give a quick shout out to my
We're just filling in. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Absolutely. Because there's only one Mojave. We're us, he's him. He might as well be a them. He does so many things. He's very versatile, and the what he brings to the platform. His poetry is not just hunting for people who think it might be. His shows got shows. So he is Mr. Tuesday Night. We're just holding the spot for him, keeping it warm.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. So how you been enjoying the night?
Loving it. This is awesome. This was a surprise. You know, I used to say this all the time. I don't believe I've ever been pleasantly surprised. In the last couple of times I did, like tonight, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. And now I see why people like surprises. This was a nice surprise that I wasn't expecting tonight. I just thought, no Mojave band. You know, I was going to do some practice for a feature that I have coming up in a couple of days. So. Was just basically thinking that I wouldn't hear any poetry or read any poetry or listen to any poetry, but I'm doing all of the above because I didn't know how to negotiate, so thanks again.
Yeah. We had some real heavy hitters come through here, too. We had For Real to go ahead and start everything off. That Temptation track is actually starting to get like a song to me. Then, you know, every time I hear it, I look forward to hearing it. We had Paul Cram in here in Healing Time. That track go hard. Then Gwen C. Rode in here with Thin Line. John East, Invisible Ink. And then we had Whispers with Love Jones. That was cold, too. We had Gwen. Did I say Gwen C. with them? All right. I'll just make sure I had got Gwen C. I might have got a
Gwen
little
Gwen C. was
jumping
in there, J-Rob. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. It was very diverse, and the poetry was all different and dope. It was almost like listening to a soundtrack. Like if there was a movie that went with those tracks, I'd watch.
Right. We had Love Fabby with Bridge My Road. We had Dealer with Dear Love. Cut it out. Quit playing. Yeah, for me.
I like when you with sing, so I'm glad that that's what you played.
Yeah, for sure, without a doubt. About to check these phone lines and see if anybody's over here.
With their hand raised, by pressing one.
Yeah, so far we just have listeners.
Well, let me do a station ID. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a pop-up. Poetry on a Tuesday night, just Jay and Gina. He's playing tracks, and we're going to have poets come on at their leisure. Press one to join the conversation. If you're just listening, we understand that. But we're here for all of you. Anyone who is needing a mic tonight, feel free to do so. If you've not called in, please do so at 319-527-6300. Press one so that we can have a conversation with you and hear you spit something for us live. No pressure. For real entertainment, of course, in the Epiphany universe, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be hard now when you can be raw? Because I love baby, baby.
Sweet. We got one caller in here, Gina. We're going to go ahead and slide them in here, see what they got to say about it. 941, what you got to say about it?
Man, this is house is beautiful. It is amazing to hear poets getting spins like R&B singers and rappers and country folk and stuff like that. To hear poetry moving like that is beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful.
I think it's
Yeah, man, you know, not only that, but also to hear my poetry here is awesome. To hear others here is awesome. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hey, that Love Jones go hard, man.
That is one of our favorite singles, and we've been having some scuffles with it, trying to get it on the mainstream. But we working on it though.
It's ready for prime time, man. Let them know it's ready for prime time.
Definitely, definitely. You know, I think they want us to grease some poems and, you know, do some things. You know, but it is what it is.
Hey, where can they catch up with your work at, brother?
You can definitely catch up with my work at BlizzyBeats.com. There's two albums there of mine. One is called Genesis 1:16. Has 16 tracks on it. The first 8 is for God, and the second 8 is for the streets. And that's only $5.99. Or you can purchase individual tracks from the album for 99 cents. The second album is called Thoughts. There's 19 tracks on that. And that is $8.99. And you can also buy individual tracks from that for 99 cents. Yeah, and those, you can get them from BlizzyBeats.com. That's BlizzyBeats.com. And check us out over there, man. It's not just me there. There's a few other artists there as well. There's some rappers there that you can probably take a look at and check out. You might like what you hear. But please support the scene or there'll be no scene to support. Most of us pay more than for a Big Mac these days than the price of this merchandise. And I'm just trying to get heard, and I want others to hear me. When you do, if you decide to purchase, please share that with your friends and family. May they be inspired by something that I've written or said. And most of these tracks on both albums have music with them as well. Yeah.
Wait. You still there, Gina?
I am. And I deeply support self-promotion, so by all means, know there's Timothy Whispers. Mm-hmm. If you don't, who will? Let's go.
Amen. Amen. Definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, man, we about to go ahead and get back to spinning some more tracks, Whispers, man. We appreciate you for coming through, man. Hang out. I still got a couple in the chamber for you. Still got a couple in the chamber for you.
I'm here, brother.
All right. We have 346. 346, how about you? Three, four, six. You raised your hand.
I'm sorry, my bad. I was on mute. Can y'all hear me okay?
I did.
Oh, look, it's
job.
The real thing.
I did.
Bro, how
and
you doing, man?
And they thought it was just storming. It's people do that too, not just me, Jay. Thank you.
No. Don't cover for Aziz. It don't help none, bro. It don't help the situation.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Man, we doing pretty good, man. We in here spinning poetry tracks, man. We got to get some of that good Aziz up in this John Burrow, man.
Oh man, that would be a blessing. That would definitely be an honor, man. I don't hear my tax. I don't hear none of my tax nowhere, man. That would definitely be an honor.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to be doing these pop-ups where we go ahead and spinning poets poetry, man. Make sure that you go ahead and get us at least two. You know, three to four wouldn't offend nobody. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
They don't have to be to music either. People think that they have to be, you know, studio quality. This could be an acapella. You could spit a piece in the bathroom, record it, and send an MP3 form to me or Jay, and catch yourself in a rotation talking about, that sounds, the acoustics sound like he's in a bathroom. We'll just laugh and love the track.
No doubt.
Yeah, we right now we're doing love and heartbreak poems. So if you have any of that caliber, man, I know you your Rolodex is wide and extensive, bro. So I know that there ain't going to be no thinking but thing for you.
Yeah, I guess I can find something. Let me go through real quick.
Tonight we're doing a thing where we're not.
I got heartbreak piece.
Yeah, we're doing heartbreaking love poems, or either or.
All right. Yeah, I got a heartbreak piece.
I tell you what, man, we're not doing poet spitting tonight. But we should have got hold of
you. Okay.
We're going to let you go ahead and spit right quick for us, if you don't mind.
What you say?
Do you mind spitting for us?
I don't. You know that.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to make an exception for you, Aziz, and we're going to go ahead and let you spit tonight, bro. I'm going to let your partner, your friend Gina, go ahead and hand you the mic, and then we'll go ahead and go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, with that being said, for those of you who don't know, this is Aziz, the pulmonologist, Robinson. For those of you who do know, this is Aziz from Trip to Mike. And for those of you who are going to always remember this, just remember that he's Aziz, simply. If you name search him, I promise you he's going to come up. With that being said, this is my buddy, partner in rhyme, Aziz, the pulmonologist. Mike is yours.
Thank you. Look, a quick question. Do I have to stay on drama? I mean, on topic, or can
as
I
long
do
as you love poem or heartbreak poem?
Okay. This is a heartbreak piece. The piece is called "A House Is Not a Home." And I'm inspired by Luther Vandross, but I took it a different route. Still in love. But are we? Promises sit up above, fragile as fine channel. Father, forgive me, I'm trying my damnedest not to be sorry. Season like Laurie, so far be it for me to speak mean of this console game's television that is not compatible with Atari. But see, a TV is not a home. Right or wrong, I've never been weak-hearted, weak-minded, or felt alone. I watch it silently as my dome will not allow my groan to home focus on another's instinct to not atone. I learn from my mistakes and move on. I appreciate my blessings, thankful for another lesson in this school of life. But today I graduate so that I can escape this Shirley Murdoch-type punctuate. Stress the fuck out as she's singing to the next motherfucker come out as we lay. I accept what I can't control. My heart is in pieces, but my brain is whole. I know shit tends to take a toll. So if she chose that role, my thought would be instead of singing about fucking starting your day, release us both and you can stay where you lay. I'm at where I'm at, you be where you be. I got bad eyesight, but love will never, let me do that again. I got bad eyesight, but love will never be the reason that I can't see. People I meet either work for Kenmore or GE because I keep getting built a brand new frost-free to replace where my heart used to be. But that fridge is not a home. Offer my throne and my crown to some clown, but I stand 6'3", size 15 feet, try to sit in the seat in which I lounge and your toes won't even touch the ground. So when I climb the stairs and turn my key, my house is a home with just me. And even if it wasn't an empty house, it's a blank canvas and there'd be some broken home any day of the week. On what I believe, my speech is not a plea. No confusion to me when others believe compassion is our necessity instead of a necessary. But the key is to never concede that my want is the same as my needs. But that companion is not a home. So when I climb my stairs and turn the key, the last thing I want to see is she standing there saying some shit about still wanting to fuck with me. call that other G that you got in your phone. Since the day we ceased to be, my house has never felt more like a home. Matter of fact, I got a thick-ass Miss Sundress that I'm trying to bone. She'll be here soon, so I'm going to need you gone. I only need one thing, and that's you out my phone. So are you going to be? Say you going to be. Are you going to be? Say you going to be. Because conceivably, in my convictions, I have to stand strong. So 13 years ago ain't quite that long, but my last wrongs earned me 3 hots in a cop while fighting motherfuckers every day for just 30 minutes on the phone. Upon release, I was thrown 5 years of paperwork because, really, my freedom was on loan. So I regurgitated that figure back to the turf, where it was home, along with the vow to never own another weapon that is known for secreting brimstone into my soul's bone. Her spirit matches that same tone, as if that energy was cloned. I hope she has a friend to call like Tyrone, because I ain't Luther, I just borrowed his song. With me, she don't belong under the same roof, and my proof is this house is not a home. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I read this piece in a while, a couple of years, I think, so kind of stumbled over it. But that's my piece.
Oh,
don't nobody
bro.
Days don't do that.
That Mr.
We didn't
Mr.
know.
It was a good thing we got you off the street when we did. Oh, man. This piece right here was vicious, man. But that's how I had got out there and started moving around the way I was moving around. It took one good heartbreak for me to go in here like, oh, this is how it goes. Okay, let's see what it do. Let's kick the tires on the basket.
Yeah, my pretty y'all let me spit
off. What you got for that, Gina, before we get on to the spinning?
She's on mute.
No, you know what?
Oh, there it is.
I was trying not to. I didn't want to deal with it. I said, look, don't let a tick go by. I said, if you let a tick go by, they're going to say she on mute. I was. But that's not the point. The point is, I like when the storytelling for the piece is authentically like this, who you are as a person. Because my breakup poetry, to a lot of people, would sound savage. And I'm thinking, no, that's just like average. That ain't even as bad as it could get. At least I used my pen. So, yeah, worry about the right thing. With this piece, I could hear the venom, even though sometimes it was politely delivered. My mother says that I'm one of the people that could cut somebody out and they thank me for the privilege because they don't believe, no, don't understand, nah. Don't believe or understand that that's my intention. I believe and understand that was your intention. You're not trying to mess with her ever again. And if she didn't get the shame on her, but I understood the assignment. She needed to go all the way away and never come back. I love that. X is B trying you, but everybody doesn't entertain them. You know what I mean? Sometimes they pop up, but it don't mean nothing in your life when you're happy. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Don't worry about that, whoever that was from the past. I like the story, though. Storytelling poetry for me is always amazing because I need to know that. Other people feel that, too. I've always. Yeah. So, thank you so much. I'm glad you came through. Let us know when
you
have something coming up. And
absolutely.
If you'd like to come here in the future and have one of your pieces played, as just Jay mentioned prior, send an MP3 to his email or mine. And we can send you that in your messenger chat. Make sure that you know where they need to go because this is what we do when we do a pop-up.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do it on Saturday night. This past Saturday night, we had 30 minutes of just track and then open mic. I enjoy myself. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a nice show Saturday. That was a good show Saturday. That was a real good show Saturday. I enjoyed it as well. No, that was a real good show. Oh, you know what? If y'all don't mind, listen. Speaking of last Saturday, if I can make a correction, I said the wrong date for the Black Poetry Cafe.
Oh, let us have it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
run
I it. Said it was 21st to 21st. It was the 11th through the 14th. So I just wanted to correct that. Blame it on my head, not my heart.
Yeah, that's a big difference. No, we understand. Thank you.
Yeah. I do want to correct that date, though. So, that date is the 11th through the 14th, not the 21st through the 24th. So.
Cool.
No,
hey, man, be sure to send that love to your family and to Subliminal as well, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Y'all enjoy, man. Y'all have a good rest of your show, man. I'm just going to kick back and listen to some more of this dope stuff that y'all playing, man. I heard my boy Pop Tram. I heard Mr. Whispers. I heard you, Gina. You know, so I'm hearing some dope stuff.
I was like,
stuff,
that's
so.
Real weird. So that'll be you when we're playing your track. You'd be like, wow.
And
well, no, it's only interesting because Gina don't mind, you know what I'm saying? Gina just come off the dome, you know what I mean? So it'd be,
but
you know,
I can't think about what I'm saying. So when I hear it, I'm like, I said that?
Yeah.
It's new to me.
Yeah, that's why you got your
nickname. So we look forward to it. Absolutely.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. One love, one love.
All right, man, the rest of the show, man. Get out the way, man.
Yes, sir. Be sure to tell Subliminal to pull out one of those Aziz poems, too, brother. And then put it on the MP3. All right, bro. Y'all take care.
All right. Y'all too.
All right, Gina. You ready for the next vibe? Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to do a station identifier, and then we're going to go ahead and roll on over into the next. So hold on. Give me just a moment. Well, I go ahead and get her lined up. This is cool. We appreciate y'all poets being patient with us, too, because we're not really doing a lot of spitting tonight. We're just going ahead and trying to enjoy you guys. So if you guys want to get in here and listen to your stuff, send us about two or three poems, two or three love poems, two or three heartbreak poems, and we got the room for y'all. All right. Stay tuned.
Take your socks on at Epiphany Radio.
You try to say that you won't take your socks off.
Lover, let me adore you. I want to declare my love for you to the universe. Let me call your name to the sun and stars. Let me scream my devotion to the ocean's depths, to the earth's molten core. Why should any corner of the cosmos be denied your radiance? Let the galaxies themselves crave your divine embrace as I do. United, we were intoxicated on verse. I want to caress you like the wild seas wave on the sandy shore. Endlessly, pulling back some small grain of you to myself with each retreat until our atoms dance intertwined, the electric nuclear tango of fusion. Let me be your satellite, your moon, circling slowly around the edge of your magnificence, you always in my gaze and I caught in the gravitational pull of tantric longing, wanting. Dizzy with desire for your presence, consume me as the candle's flame in the air, as it lights, absorbs the darkness till our essences are one. Devoted, admiration. I need no altar to kneel upon because you are my mantra and my reason. No question where my devotion resides. It's here within the monochromatic moments, the starving artistic mouth whispers your name. Tears of joy rain upon fragrant flower petals, and vespers within the evening breeze that douse the flames of two hearts at war. Because, my darling, you are my Mecca, and I, your pilgrim.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Boo. Title of that piece is
divine love.
Our body chemistry emits that brown skin mixture is heaven's magic. The love language through our eyes, because we just knew without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore, forever. Yes. Holding hands and nights of just kissing all night. I learn what you teach as we teach we, because we're all that be in this. This black love and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love. I want him, we, us, to be of it. Because black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in far southern skies. Black love is family, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity. Allowing each other to be ourselves. Sexually giving each other what we need and want. Morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams. Romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship. And lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come. Unconditionally. That's how bad I want to be.
Daniel Cheney, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, with Black Love.
This is not an erotic piece. Rather, it is one about falling into a no-landing zone, about how they keep on falling. See, this is a poem serving as truth serum, reminiscing of an event, the encounter and experience as a result of the efforts of his endeavor that took place all within a single embrace that shook dried ink from each page as words became wet by their stage presence. As they looked upon each other as more than entertainment, he saw energy that needed containment. So he booked her schedule with his time, his mind, his body, and his brilliance. But A, it's okay because she's the most important. She'd be number one if home wasn't in front of box office. He gives her all the benefits of connection, love and affection, sensual touches and caresses. He longs to pull her hair so she lets him. He admires her curves, her size, her thighs, singing her body's on fleek. His scores are record highs and down lows via FaceTime, winning taste tests, hunger games. As she nourishes him, he places wings upon her to soar. He is strength upon cotton sheets and backdrops of four pillows. And each time he tastes her, lifts her, or gifts her to himself, she rubs his chest, trying to, but she can't. Deny the connection like cotton to felt. no necklace or embellishment, in nude. They each know the other is cut from a different cloth. No longer under wraps, he's packing heat as her softness is the fabric wrapping his heart. And with each breath, he knows a poet is about to start authoring him into a new piece, filling his heartbeat, gazing into his eyes as her hair drapes over him. Chemistry lab and class between her thighs, temps so hot they can no longer rise as she's rubbing his head and kissing his skin. And then she pins a trait of him onto a mental canvas, tan with lime green ink as he penetrates her poetry. No desire to just screw with him. She wants to tighten him up like Tennessee sits tightly between eight states, when in reality the only matter lies in the bluegrass, the physical substance, two bodies subdued by sweet morning dew, the performance a culmination of ambition and knowledge. The significance more than energy, grabbing his head, brain power, sweat dripping, a direct result of synergy, proven by titleless positions and authoritative acts that they do to each other as support mechanisms for one another. Super sexy the scenes as he sings to her, don't leave me alone.
Don't leave me alone, ladies and gentlemen, by Gwen C.
This is Poetic.
Abstract love. She's a tattoo of my mirror's reflection, trying to find her direction, not knowing that her roadmap begins and ends with me, and we overlap at love's intersection, giving a permanent connection to why we are drawn together, and our permanent ink will never fade or blemish with time, because it's forged with an unbreakable bond outside of time, and that is love that flows as effortlessly as water, while our thirst is quenched while I'm kissing his daughter, holding my excitement, wiping away my resentment, cherishing the soliloquy of her unspoken words. Internally, we are so connected that all I heard was her inability to let go of our bond. That even a broken, shattered glass was gone, and our tattoos branded across our souls with ink makes me close my eyes and not blink, because that natural muscle reaction could come with tears of more broken metaphors of how she or I could hurt each other more, while glowing in the moonlight of heartache, trying to demonstrate a demonic kind of love ecstasy that will remove all pain and all hurt, change my cynicism to realism. My tattoo imprint of her can never be removed. Will I simply want her to be permanent and I approve the message of unity and true love?
Chained to lust. Usually, I can't wait to break free. But chained next to you, I can be me. A real unchained animal. 50 shades is subliminal. The link in these chains. Forget the whip, baby, this tongue game is insane.
Mixed with fiery emotions and passion, but it's that love. It's never for the streets. Made between the sheets. Yet we are greedy for more and never understand love forevermore. Cherish the love in your ink. Hold on to that which you seek. Abstract love.
Sexy.
This track was produced by For Real the Poet. The
CEO of all of the 15 Network and shows that you listen to daily, every week, 365. It was produced by him and performed by Poetic. The title of that track is Abstract Love. Let's get into the next poem.
Vibration in your soft tones on you, black snake moan. My name, tattooed on your tongue, I whisper your soul in my exhale. I'm sick of you, but I can't see myself getting sick of you. But it's the sickness of you that turns me on. You're my life and my favorite death. You're my first and my last breath. And I'm obsessed with your silhouette. The lights inside you cast shadows, and I'm reaching for your shadows. But I'm lonely, whole. I'm dying slow for you. You're forbidden fruit. Your juice is intoxicating, and I'm operating in likeness. I want your fatalness to cradle me. Stay with me till the early morning sunrise. I want to see it in your eyes. I'm surprised that I'm not dead yet, because I've soaked in too much of you. You're a sweet voice, and I long to see you again. Let me die and rise inside you. I'm reaching for your heart, my only chance of living. Give me your bittersweet venom, just to have you coursing through veins of mine. Our DNA mesh at the same time. I know you're not good for me, but you're my air, gravity, and clarity. And what feels good to you ain't always good for you. Maybe I truly adore you. Just give me more of you. I'm gluttony, eating your nectar. Your poison on my chin. I spend galaxies searching for your poison. Who knew that you were born with it? I'm torn with it between your life and my gas poison ivy. Yeah, poison ivy.
House of Poetry's own Uncle Timothy whispers with poison.
Our love was once a wide open highway that was previously a wide and spacious road. It was started by kids cutting this way through the grass. To hear it is a comical distract. It's all abstract until it is your story that's being told. A thin line is cold. The precipice volatile venomous spits, and they drape like icicle sticks from high up atop a bottomless pit. And the path is ever slick. And each step is a potential slip with no handrails to grip. It's like unknowingly going on a one-way trip to the precipice of Everest without a stitch to protect from the elements. My love has dragged me here naked. How could this once love that I vigorously pursued turn about to hunt me? And every shot near my head ends with, eh. I tried to miss. That's a way of saying you promised me happiness. Oh, why has my treasure that was once sweet to the palate become face-twisting bitterness? Extraness. It all reeks of excrement. My heart groans between screaming expletives as it drops and shatters with no one to pick it up. So I dust myself off, leaving more emotional blood in the dirt. What is my worth? Alive, but under the earth. Put it this way. If the sky is positive, the ground is neutral, then my graph should surely be negative. In this place where I am, there are sure to be raindrops there, because I am underwater, strapped to a chair at the bottom of the Marianas, with my constant companion, despair. I have killed her honor by not being honest, and it is her pain that makes my heart break. She screams, "Pay attention in class." But the lesson is, the handwriting on the wall. Poem.
Ladies and gentlemen, my partner and Ron, here as my co-host of the Just Jay and Gina Show every other Saturday night, as well as the founder of Snow House Poetry, Just Jay himself, with handwriting on the wall.
Good morning. It's another brand new day with you on my mind. I'm remembering our days in the sun, when all that mattered in the world was you, me, and how it felt when your skin fused itself to mine. Those times when we could never get enough of each other, and taking chances on trying anything wasn't even a thought, 'cause we just had this need to touch, taste, smell, indulge in each other. When the idea of saying no to anything you wanted from me was foreign, 'cause you were my sun, moon, and stars. And to deny you was denying my very soul. We were insatiably designed, completely fulfilled, yet constantly yearning for more. I was the nucleus to your every cell, and kinetic energy fueled us. Remember that morning? You know, after that night when we fell asleep on the sand, we woke up to the sounds of waves gently licking the shore. They beckoned us. So, in the sun glow of a pink horizon, you began to kiss me. Deep, passionate tongue lashings that rekindled the fires from the night before. I just remember feeling the heat of your mouth as you traversed my body, down my neck, across my collarbone, down my cleavage to my belly, nibbling my fupa just before you dived in to your favorite breakfast. Kissing her as gently as the prince who awakened Sleeping Beauty. I remember probing fingers and sucking sounds as the ocean waters rushed over my feet, and feeling my tide rise to meet it. I gushed onto your face from how delicious you felt. You latched onto me as if I were giving your soul sustenance. And maybe I was, 'cause you left not long after that. So all I have now are memories, 'cause you've gone into the ether. I always knew one so beautiful couldn't exist in this world for long. Now you're my angel, guarding my heart. And I know that with every pink horizon, you're there on the other side, till the day when time joins us again. But until then, remember, to the end of my days, I will always, always love you. I'm Lip, and you've just been serviced.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lisa Lips looking forward to a pink horizon. Thank you for joining us. We got going on next day.
Mommy's here. I sit between her legs. I scream in anticipation of the comb pulling through my hair. I wince in pain as the comb hits a tangle. Mommy is not too gentle. The frustration emanates from her. I don't mind the momentary pain. I am sitting between my mommy's legs. I am connected to her for this moment in time. The love I feel consumes me. Her focus is on me alone. The tangle has been untangled. The comb glides through my hair. The comfort that this simple but routine action gives is indescribable. She then scratches my head to loosen the dandruff before washing my hair. Laying on the counter with my hair hanging off the edge, water running through my hair. Shampoo is applied to my scalp. The rhythmic scrubbing is soothing to the inner her child. After the shampoo, the drying of my hair, then the parting of my hair. The application of sulfur 8 mixed with hair grease, all done while sitting between her legs. It's a place of safety and perceived love. She must love me if she cares for my appearance. I deduce with my childish heart. Now here comes the instrument that strikes fear for my precious ears and scalp. The hot comb that straightens the most stubborn curls into submission. Hearing the grease sizzle, praying it doesn't frizzle my hair. Leaving that burnt hair smell permeating through the ear. Now comes the best part. Torn paper bag strips used to curl my hair. It's a special occasion tomorrow. It's the first day of school. This memory plays in my head as I rake the comb through my mommy's hair. The feeling of love is overwhelming as I comb my mommy's hair. The roles have been reversed. I now take care of my mommy's hair. I stand behind her. She sits in the chair feeling the love with each stroke. I roll her hair with foam rollers with precision. It's a connection that can't be replaced. It's a natural progression of the parent-child relationship. I now get to pour my love into my mommy's hair. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
Mama Donna, with Mama's hair. A lovely soliloquy, sang in symphony, shot through the heart of something beautiful, to pull the jewel to the forefront. Soft taps make ripples on still waters, causing hearts content through the lens of harmonies. Simplicity is sought, even in a photo that has caught a blissful time. Of better than this, but this is a charming whistle to the ear. Happy are children who play with joy and friendship, running with the winds, grinding dirt into their knees and elbows, and exhaustion will say, fun well done. Love can be found in a weary head on a satin pillow when it is certain that eyes will close and doze
on clouds of muted colors, drifting in one's own mind, refreshing the body and consciousness. Good morning. Sweet is the smell of a flower whose petals open wide, releasing fragrant notes that make you lean forward in aromatic hopes. You and the bees are there in harmony of an aroma that wafted on the breeze through the air. Happy are these feet that dance on cool early morning sands. Tonight, I will frantically paint the sunset in pastel crayon, capturing all its phases until I'm using just black and shimmer. There I go again, remembering a thought that's tender like a snowflake in winter as it falls gently onto a snowdrift. As captivating as bubbles blown below freezing temps. Iridescent crystals floating, collapsing when we touch them. Helping to draw a seesaw's exaggerated silhouette, heads tilted in wonder. And this, writ on unlined pages with scented ink and thoughtful pauses. Every little bit counts when it is something beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Essential Johnny's with Beautiful Things.
All right. How you holding up, Gina?
I love this. I think it's a necessity, not an option. I'm just glad to be here, and I feel like it's a good thing.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for moving poetry forward.
I like it. I really do. Thank you for involving me in it.
Yeah, Mojave, he, Sundiata, you know, he stepped down and it was an opportunity for us to step up.
Right.
Yeah. We'll be looking out for some more opportunities like this to go ahead and spin some tracks.
Absolutely.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do the station identifier, and then we can go ahead and get back. Oh, wait a minute. Before we do that, we have a caller in the queue.
All right now.
We have a caller. Let's go ahead and get him in here. 540, how about you?
How about it?
Hey, what's going on with your Mama D?
How you doing?
That old Google number been having you moving around, ain't it?
I don't know. If you lose me, don't be surprised, because the signal's trying to be weak right now. Just as soon as you put me on, of course it will be.
Oh, wow.
You sound good. We're not
but
hearing it on this thing.
No, it just shows that my signal, your call made me drop. That's what it's telling me. I hope it doesn't.
Well, hopefully I don't know what they're talking about. How long you been here, Mama Donna?
Oh, let's see, since about 10.
All right. Yeah, we went back to this old format here, Mama Donna, to go ahead and see what they go ahead and do. Did you get a chance to hear your track?
I finally got to hear my track.
Yeah, I went ahead and put it on special for you. How did it feel for you to hear your track?
That was interesting. It felt good, but it felt really good when Shawnice did for me this morning too. So, or yes, whenever she put that up. So, yeah, that was good. Because you don't know your impact on others until they tell you.
Exactly. 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 Yeah, this is something. We're going to go ahead and try to turn this into a mainstay here and try to go ahead and encourage other people to go ahead and do it also. If they're not going to play us on the radio, then we're going to go ahead and play ourselves on the radio. We don't need their permission.
That's how things got started.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to do it first.
It's a real need. A real need.
So you remember back in the day on the radio, all they had was like soap operas and news shows and stuff until somebody started playing music.
All right, and I bet somebody said, oh, that ain't going to work.
Yep, mm-hmm. And look what happened.
And look what happened. You can't get music off of that now.
Nah. Then somebody started doing a podcast. That's not going to take off. Look what happened.
Mm-mm.
Now anybody can get a podcast.
I know. I remember when people used to sit up there and first start watching people play video games on YouTube. I said, that ain't going to catch. And these folks would sit there and spend all day watching somebody else play a video game. Mama,
now
they're
on YouTube, they on TikTok, they all over the place watching people play games.
I know. Not to play the games themselves. How lazy is this society getting? Oh, I just want to watch somebody play it for me.
It's living vicariously through somebody else, because if I can't do it, somebody else can.
Well, I guess we all kind of do that in some type of shape, form, or fashion. But, you know, I like to pick my poisons a little bit better than watching some dude play Zelda for me or Mario Brothers or something like that. But you know, it is
real.
What it is.
If we were all singers, would we be going to poetry route? Or if we were all poets, would we be going to singing route? We don't know. We just stick in
our lane.
I know,
we'd probably be doing talk radio. We'd be like,
huh?
No singing, no poetry, only talking in here. We probably have a talk radio thing going. They'd be
yeah,
like,
it
ain't going to catch on.
And then look what happened. Talk TV, these 24-hour streams of news. Whoever thought that was going to happen?
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, we just doing our thing here, Mama Donna. We're going to have to get some more tracks from you in here as well. And some more Love Jones tracks, too, on top of it. I know that's your favorite topic.
I know, but you know me, I don't do no love stuff.
Mommy's
hair was the closest thing to love I got for you.
You are a poet. You can write about anything. You can write about being a rock. You can write about being an apple. You can write about being a glass of water.
That's what y'all keep telling me. I keep trying to listen to you. Hopefully I'll believe y'all one day.
But until that day, we're going to go ahead and keep a slot for you open up here on this
Okay, you keep the plot going. Okay, you keep doing what you do, but I'll think of something.
All right, Mama Donna, we're going to be waiting on that. Think of something.
Well, you do, because, you know, love hasn't been in my ear in a long time. I haven't breathed that in a long time, so I've lost all memory of it.
Well, I always challenge poets with that. Poets know what it's supposed to be like. Whether they getting it or not, whether they dealing with the people that they're doing that
I know what it's supposed to be like. I always wondered what it'd be like, but I've never had it like. So how can I talk on it? So let me stop.
Nothing. I got the feeling that by you telling me that right there, I'm gonna hear a piece on what love's supposed to be like as far as the rendition of Mama Donna. But that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. I'll wait for it till then.
Yeah,
I'll
go
ahead.
Y'all want that. My idea of love, I'm tearing off his legs. You never know, so don't do that.
Oh, we're here for that. We're here for that. We're here for all of that. All right, Mama Donna, we're going to go ahead and set you back on the couch. We're going to be rotating folks back in
all
and
right.
out periodically. We have 346 with their hands still up and 941, Mr. Whispers, and Aziz, the pulmonologist. So. We'll be doubling back around to you as well, Mama Donna, to go ahead and see how you think of the show on the next break.
Yeah, hopefully I don't fall asleep because I'm excited. I go home tomorrow. I'm off until Saturday.
Well, you better press mute because I will have you snoring as a background.
I will. Oh, yeah, because I
can't
make
one
no
mic.
Promises.
It's terrible.
One love, one mic. It won't be pretty.
Let's go. Take care, Mama Donna. All right, we're going to bop in here on Aziz, the pulmonologist. Maybe he got something that we can go ahead and improve on right quick. Mr. Aziz, the pulmonologist, sir.
Yo, yo, what's going on?
Hey, man, what we got to do in here to go ahead and get this right, bro? You're looking from the outside.
I mean, everything sounded good for me so far. I'm liking what I've heard.
All right, cool. Now, Gina, you said he's going to give us problems, but he didn't give us no problems. We're about to find somebody who's going to give us the issue.
I'm not going to do nothing. I ain't going to have no problems.
All right, cool, brother. We appreciate you for hanging out with us, too, man. We just wanted to go ahead and touch bases with you right quick, brother. We're about to set you back on the comfy couch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, it's the Timothy man. Timothy Whispers in the house. Sir, how you doing, man? Timothy Whispers is now flatline, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, are you on mute, sir? In which we call dead air? Yeah, he might be flatline, Gina.
He's napping.
Yeah, he's a napping. Well, I tell you what, we got this one track here. I'm going to go ahead and play for a very special friend of ours, Gina, and see what they think about it. With that being said, let's
make it happen.
Let's play with this a little bit. Let's see how we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Agape, a poem.
Comes without permission, an invasion of sunlight and darkened spaces. Emancipated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The flush of Chicano's icy melting into mantles rush with baby legs into hydrants that rub like gaseous dust. I'm a child again, filling the facades like cascading moons, spilling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue. Blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with age. Wow. Facing the memoirs of sages as our sickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline. Setting up ginning and juicing as we start the tan in our pubescent essence, bashful responses, the girded cheeks with dentured expressions of her meekness, kindred kisses kindled by a sweet breath. To his grandeur and mannerism, the taste of manna, warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heavy flowing streams of rain. The rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with you met and hessed up when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dreams. Awaken my skin with memories of imagination. Just the thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar. Even share telepathic stares. The frequency of laughter, shofar stars and sunsets. We are indwelling in agape, yeah, yeah. We are touching its womb, we are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper, June. We are flaming in cool. We lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamonds dipped in lemonade, golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are love.
And poetess herself with agape.
You've got me sounding like espresso, anxiously expressing with more fullness than I expected to. My hesitance upended as forethought is poured over everything I've said to you. We drink our coffee and pretend not to look at each other. A little foam the color of silence wants to cling to my lips, but I lick them, tasting honesty and ink, this poet's eventual hello. I call it sweet. Essentially Johnny.
Latte by Essentially Chinese.
In the heat, all that she's felt can't seem to melt her tried life. She developed dry ice to comfort her 7 pounds beating, bleeding love in dark light. Even her bed sheets part like red seas. Beloved is cold-blooded yet star-studded. She manages to shine like the ice in her jewelry. Her duty is callous, the saddest heartbeat complete. Her song is costly, killing her softly. Her debris stays on breeze, frozen, hoping someone felt her melt just a little. A nice start is to offer her the fire of love with her iced heart. Shivering, delivering hail, hoping the indent in her heart can be read like braille. Trying not to fail at chilling temperature when raised unexpectedly, especially when she feels snowed in. She becomes blinded in ice rays as her ice age. She can barely beat beating heat that tries to infiltrate her mind state. It appears to be hate, but it's hurt. Ice cream, I love you. Even when your puddles melted, I felt it like living water. You are destined to make greatness survive as you have for so long. You are ice strong within you. I'm frozen. Whisper loud.
Whispers with iced heart.
So what's so special about a leap as opposed to a jump? See, a jump to me usually begins and ends in the same place. A jump is up and down, leaving you exactly where you stand, but to take a leap, to go beyond. Not just above, but ahead, to reach, to step out on a ledge, to break the boundaries and limits of your own comfort zone. The leap is to transcend the place you stand. So, take a leap with me for a moment. See, I believe love is that which decorates the soul with flowers of compassion. an affection that extends beyond infatuation, dreams, or imagination. A conundrum of emotions. With purpose and passion, love is an action, an idea, seldom seen, rarely felt, but often spoken. Is vision vast with insights of life like a glimpse into wisdom, sacred and precious, fragile as a whisper, bold, strong, but tender. Love is an anchor. It keeps us grounded. A lighthouse warm and bright enough to guide us. It is that thing. That thing that keeps us submerged and surrounded in seas of poetic sentiments, like a peek at heaven's evidence with the deep reverence of romantic elements and epic elegance. Love is delicate and still, it actually manages to infiltrate, pierce, and penetrate hearts in the righteous conquest to not just conquer, but quench the thirst of life's long-lasting yearn, urge, and dying request. So no. It isn't fearless, but courageous. Cautious, yet careless, reckless, contagious, intelligent, and senseless. Love is timeless. It is unpredictable, vulnerable, but capable of being unbreakable. So much so that it exists in the hearts of those who does dare demand a defined dance at chance. And leap. Only to fall. Knowing you'll fall, willingly fall, risking it all to once again find ourselves, we fall in synchronized vibrations of two individuals, you and I, he and she. We fall to create a world of our own. We fall, realizing that redefining life is as refreshing as drops of rain accompanied by dew on rose petals, the colors of heaven's hues. We fall. To listen to the voice of love, the voice of truth, to hear it speak the universal language that is ancient as waters held in reservoirs of hope, longing to fall from eyes like tears of joy that gently jolts the soul with sentimental melodies and memories of what is naturally meant to be, love, significantly incredible, sensationally pure and beautiful. So when you do hear its voice echo the halls of your temple like songs of romantic antidotes, consider it a blessing. When you do find and see yourself as its reflection, remember, there must be a reason. When you do finally feel its familiar embracing essence, as comfortably enticing as it is to stand in awe basking in its presence, the key is to look deep within, not only reach, but fall. Fall in love. Grab hold and never let go. But in order for that to happen, you've got to be willing to leap.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Frequency with the caller 84.
At this time, I daydream about last time. How last time I asked of you to save all you had for me. Until next time. For next time will be a blessed time, for we will begin where we left off last time. This time spent is more than just a past time, and once again I will ask of you to save everything. Until next time, because as long as we have next time, this time will never be the last time. If you love me, don't speak it. I will wait until next time to receive it. The truth that lies within your eyes is free of lies, but I will wait until next time to believe it. If you want to fall into my arms, please wait. To hold you within my loving embrace is what I long for. The anticipation is written all over my face, but I will wait until next time. Let's make love this time, but not orgasm until the next. Never-ending sex between us. Let's make love as if the sun has never seen us, as we save the morning sunrise. Until next time. I want to kiss you next time. I want to miss you until next time. I want to write prose about you within these lines and recite them to you next time. I want to fall in love with you greater than last time, this time, and twice as much as this time, next time. I know you deserve all of me this time, and I give you my all, but I must ask for all of you next time. For as long as there's a next time, I will always see you again. Just allow me to daydream this time. Remember the love you have had for me since the last time, and give it all to me next time. Next time. Next time.
Mr. Metaphor himself, aka David Moss, with Next Time.
Hold on 1 second, Gina. The Blog Talk lady is taking her sweet time doing something here.
But we're not going to let her act a donkey. How you feeling tonight? What's the vibe for you?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm glad that the poets are being heard in the manner that they're being heard. This whole format, you know, it's something to just go ahead and just take in, actually. How you doing?
I'm good. I enjoy it. Like I said, it feels like something we should have been doing all along. I can't believe we're just now getting here. But better late than never. Let's go.
That's how I feel about it myself. You know, hopefully it's become a thing and it catches on. Catches on, start moving. We have a... Yeah. Blog Talk is having a bit of a technical issue, you guys. Just hold on a minute. All right, there she goes again, Gina. I'm going to go ahead and do this snippet right quick. Then we're going to go ahead and get back into the next volley.
That'll work. Let's go.
All right, give me one hot second. Yeah, what we do for love. What we do for love.
How you feeling, love? How was your day? What are you doing? I know you just got home from work and probably cooling. After you're relaxing, chilling and unwinding, give me a call while you're hiding and sighing. It's your time back in the world. I know it's hard. Become a superstar and beat out the odds. You're sweet and lovely, let's rock how we should be. Don't leave me in the cold because your ex carry jealousy. You know what it is, let's talk, laugh and chill. No rush on my behalf, I'm just keeping it real. Sometimes in life we have to go for what we know. Enjoy what's really special, release what is stressful. My monetary moments carry Sandman properties. Forget Mother Nature, Father Time can't stop me. A wave in the water that be touching the sand. Real life story of the man behind the hands. Allow my voice to enter where all others have failed. Take you on a journey, let nature prevail. Can I bring you a memory of something 8+? We don't have to be low key, F is just us. I have a skeleton key, a skeleton key, a skeleton key. Yes, I have a skeleton key, a skeleton key, a skeleton key. Inside of my memory, a skeleton key. What I have with me is a skeleton key. Yes.
All right, all right. We went from J-Warp to Rhythm once again, and then into King Atterbury, Joel Atterbury himself. Tiffany's home.
This is poetic.
Abstract love. She's a tattoo of my mirror's reflection. Trying to find her direction, not knowing that her roadmap begins and ends with me, and we overlap at love's intersection. Given a permanent connection to why we are drawn together, and our permanent ink will never fade or blemish with time, because it's forged with an unbreakable bond outside of time, and that is love that flows as effortlessly as water, while our thirst is quenched while I'm kissing his daughter, holding my excitement, wiping away resentment, cherishing the soliloquy of her unspoken words. Internally we are so connected that all I heard ability to let go of our bond, that even a broken shattered glass was gone, and our tattoos branded across our souls with ink, makes me close my eyes and not blink, cause that natural muscle reaction could come with tears of more broken metaphors of how she or I could hurt each other more, while glowing in the moonlight of heartache, trying to demonstrate a demonic kind of love ecstasy that will remove all pain and all hurt, change my cynicism to realism. My tattoo imprint of her can never be removed. Will I simply want her to be permanent, and I approve the message of unity and true love.
Chained to lust. Usually, I can't wait to break free. But chained next to you, I can be me. A real unchained animal. 50 shades is subliminal. The link in these chains. Forget the whip, baby, this tongue game is insane. Mixed with fiery emotions and passion, but it's that love. It's never for the streets, made between the sheets. Yet we are greedy for more and never understand love forevermore. Cherish the love in your ink. Hold on to that which you seek. Abstract love.
Sexy. Abstract love.
That for real, the poet, produced on by Poetic Meadows himself. How you feeling, Just Jay? I think it was a decent turnout with the poetry and the poets.
Yeah, we still have poets in the building. You know, people are sitting back just listening to the whole shebang.
That's a plus. You know, that's huge support from you guys right there. We already know how poets like to spit, but to have poets sit, that's something else in itself. So we take our hats off to y'all. We said in the very beginning that we're going to have the poets help us to build this. And you guys have been doing exactly that. You guys have helped us contour this whole entire show. We've been listening to you guys, and we've been taking the cues of what we can and the things that we can't run with, and we've been letting that be until we can. But you guys have been helping to build this show. How you doing, Gina? You know we're about to go ahead and get her in. Oh, by the way, everybody who's listening right now, I'm going to have to go ahead and ask you guys to go ahead and send some more tracks up. We had enough to go ahead and do a two-hour show tonight. No way in the world we shouldn't be able to go ahead and do this night in and night out and not play one of you guys' tracks twice. I know you guys are sitting on a huge arsenal. You do not have to have a big 90 seconds, according to her. If you guys are online, you probably want to go ahead and call in that. Blog Talk Lady just said 90 seconds. Like I was saying, you don't have to do a big production. You can just go ahead and take your phone recorder, go ahead and record yourself. Go ahead and record yourself. And then go ahead and send it in. Make sure it's an MP3 format. That will be enough. 9 times out of 10, that's what you're doing anyways when you call into these shows. You just go ahead and spit an acapella. But if you do have some musical tracks to put behind it, as you heard, we do not have a problem with that at all. But do not be afraid to go ahead and just leave a straight acapella of yourself doing your own poetry. This is an opportunity here, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. In case we just got off on line for Mike, and happy Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she about to do something. She about to give you that 5-second countdown or something. She told me 90 when I was talking. Well, y'all, we appreciate y'all for coming out here. We're not going to drag this out forever, but we're going to go ahead and say much love to the poetry community out there, and we appreciate y'all for helping us to go ahead and do what we did tonight. Me and my partner here. Yeah. And you didn't do whole mutation thing that much today. Not that much at all. We're going to start calling that day there.
I dialed it back. Look, this wasn't our show. We popped up, you know, to stand in the gap.
Yeah. I think it turned out well, you know, because we didn't come in, like, planning for this all week long. We kind of heard that Brother Sundiata was going to be down. So we went ahead and jumped in here. So I don't think it turned out that bad. We were a little chaotic, but, you know, the people already know what the intention of the heart is. All right, Jimmy, you can go ahead and sign us out, and we can go ahead and ski daddle with love in our heart and food in our belly.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Tuesday. You had lots of choices of where you could be this evening. We're happy that you decided to stop by with just Jay and Gina, filling in for our brother Mojave as he's under the weather. It will soon. And with that being said, we're glad you called in. The call-in number is 319-527-6300 every night of the week at blogtalk.com online, a For Real Entertainment Network, and the For Real in the Epiphany Universe. So that's it for me. Just Jay, thank you. Let's go home.